This is Tuesday, March 18th, 2014. I want to know what Blizzard game has you geeked out. Asheo and Jeppy are geeked out about their WoW podcast, and the Heroes of the Storm Technical Alpha is live. This is Realm Maintenance number 86.
When the servers go down, we'll tell you what's up. You're listening to Realm Maintenance.
Ladies and gentlemen, heroes and hearthsteeds, podcasters and podcastees, welcome to Realm Maintenance. I'm Ro, and thanks as always for listening. Next week's Realm Maintenance will be an extended episode, including plenty of focus on Diablo 3 Reaper of Souls, and an interview with some of the folks behind the fan site known as Open Raid. Don't worry, you'll get your usual news updates for WoW and WoW podcasts, as well as other Blizzard shows as well. Usually when I do a contest, I tease you guys with it until the end of the show, but this week, I'll be nice for once. Let's take care of that right now. So this month's giveaway is for none other than a SteelSeries Diablo 3 gaming mouse. Definitely one of the larger things I've given away on the show, and even if you don't play Diablo, you'll get plenty of use out of it for WoW or any other game you play. To enter, I want you to send a tweet to @RealmPodcast and let me know what Blizzard game are you the most excited about and why. Just because it's a Diablo-themed contest doesn't mean you have to pick Diablo. Entries for this contest must be tweeted by March 23rd at 9 a.m. U.S. Eastern Time, and a random entry will be picked to win the mouse. I'll also likely be reading your tweets on next week's show, so I hope to see plenty of them. Good luck! There's not going to be a typical rolling restart this week, but there is something I'd like to talk about before we jump into the news. Some of you folks may have wondered where Remedies was on last week's show. Well, unfortunately, she's run into a series of complications, the biggest of which is having a broken microphone, and, well, that kind of makes recording a little bit impossible. At any rate, due to that and some other stuff going on right now, she let me know recently that she's going to have to take a bit of a break from the show for a while. So, you're stuck with me. Seriously, though, I definitely want to thank Remedies for the help she's given and the huge amount of support that she has shown for this show. Months ago, she came to me asking if I'd like some help with covering the non-WoW podcast, and I was very grateful. The door's open for her to come back when she has a mic and whatever else she needs to get in order. As always, you can follow her at Remedeezy on Twitter, and keep up with her Blizzard fan site, which can be found at blizzmaster.com. This past week was full of news from a number of Blizzard games, so let's quickly review all of that as we go around the world of Warcraft and more in 80 seconds. According to lead content designer Corey Stockton, as of Warlords of Draenor, players will be able to use all flying mounts as ground mounts in battlegrounds and other flight-restricted areas. Last Tuesday marked the official launch of Hearthstone. Players that earn 3 wins in Arena Mode or Play Mode will receive a blue Hearthsteed mount in World of Warcraft. In Heroes of the Storm news, the technical alpha has officially begun, and those who have been invited are allowed to stream and talk about the Hero Brawler since there is no NDA on the game. Tychus Finley was added to the game's roster, and it appears there may be some additional hero announcements made during a panel at PAX East on April 11th. If you have any questions about the game, there will be another Heroes Q&A this Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time. Three Amigos, a Mage Shaman Warlock team, won the Armageddon Arena Tournament hosted by PvP Live last weekend. Venruki, Sidu, and Snuts will split a first place prize of $6,000 after defeating the BlizzCon PvP champions of Skillcapped. You can watch on-demand video coverage of the event at pvp-live.com. If you do not yet have Diablo 3, you can purchase the original game at a reduced price of $19.99 through March 23rd. There will be a live developer Q&A for Reaper of Souls on Twitch.tv on March 24th at 9 p.m. Pacific Time, shortly after the game goes live. And that's your news. I'll interview the hosts of WoW Geekly after this.
Oh, Ludra the Mage here.
And I'm Ben the Mage.
And I'm Aludra!
Aludra, serious face.
Dude, do I even have one of those? I think you're making things up. Like, really making them up.
Come on, we need to tell everyone about the pet goodness that is episode 41 of Battle Pets, Attack of the Giggles.
Okay, well, everybody, with my serious face, I giggle a lot, and we make tons of jokes, and we explore the concept, or rather, the honest-to-God reality, of my lounging tutu. And I think we added on to your outfit, and yeah, I think that's the show.
We also found out how dark your mind really goes. Giggle about that, why don't you?
Okay.
Fine. We also talk about news, boss battles, collecting pets, and all the great stuff our listeners want to hear.
I thought they wanted to hear us be silly, Ben.
Ugh. Fine.
Yay! The silly win!
Not all WoW podcasts are created equal, and that's a pretty good thing. Some people want just the facts, some enjoy wacky conversations and stories, others are interested in questions and answers and advice. This week I'm happy to have Asheo and Jeppy from WoW Geekly, the WoW podcast with a streak of geek. Welcome to the show, guys. How are you?
Hey, Ro.
Hey, bud.
And this isn't the first time that I've talked to both of you before, actually, on the same show. And in fact, Jeppy, you actually now have the unique honor of being the first person to be interviewed three times.
Admittedly, the second one was a little bit of a mug, to be honest, because that podcast lasted all of 4 weeks.
I wasn't going to necessarily say anything about that, but since you brought it up, I am just a little bit curious. I mean, obviously, it's for some people who didn't know, around the time that you were getting the whole WoWcast project ready, you had some issues that required you to be kind of away from the computer and podcasting for a while. Once that all got better, was it just, were you just kind of at a point where the timing just wasn't right for WoWcast?
Yeah, and I think what had happened as well is that other people had come along and done a few things that I had planned to do, mm-hmm. and done them very well. So it seemed a bit churlish to go in and then do those again, or do those not in competition with, but, you know, alongside with. And also,
plus all his mates like myself told him he was dreaming, and it was a stupid idea.
Yeah, lots of people told me it was a stupid idea.
lots of positive encouragement from us.
Yeah, lots have been putting down. But I briefly considered it. But actually, when I came back, I was incredibly ill. I unfortunately had a stroke, mm-hmm. and when I came back, I didn't come back immediately. It was a very, very, very slow return. So I had no energy to be ploughing on with what was at the time quite a complex project. And then things moved on. So, and also, I'd already been on Realm Maintenance, so I didn't really see the point. I'd already achieved my goal.
When I talked to you two together last time, it was in December of 2012, and it was as part of Control Out WoW. So I was wondering, Asheo, if you could talk a little bit about what led you two to move on from that show and to create this new podcast.
I'm glad he asked you.
It was not many things, really. A large part of it was scheduling, as we talked before. It just got extremely difficult to find times that was convenient for all three or four of us to find a time to schedule. And it kept moving as well because of different work schedules, and then, you know, the different areas of daylight savings would stop and start around the world, and we'd have to find time again. Mm-hmm. And I just got to the point where I felt like people were, you know, getting up at 5 o'clock in the morning so that, you know, I wasn't staying up until midnight because, you know, I start work early, and, you know, started to feel bad that, you know, I was kind of, you know, people were going out of their way to accommodate me being as part of the podcast. So a little bit of it was, you know, just scheduling, and thought it'd be easier for me to step aside. And there was also just, I just had a feeling that I wanted to start, try something fresh. And, you know, with just a two-man podcast, you know, the Control Out WoW is, it's got its niche, but it's a very long podcast. I wanted to do something significantly shorter.
You don't have as much stamina as you do in your youth, huh?
I'm not sure. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. However, I don't know that there's been too many WoW Geeklies that have been much shy of 2 hours. So.
Yeah. We can
talk. It is a bit more manageable. So I just feel, you know, a bit more in control.
I'd echo what Asheo said about Control Out WoW has a niche, and it has I think a relatively unique, although, I mean, not totally unique, but the way that its audience, who are, by the way, we are still incredibly close to Control Out WoW. In fact, we just did an episode of 359 with Aprilian and Rogue Slayer. It has a unique relationship with its audience. And what we had sort of toyed with the idea of maybe trying to introduce new things into Control or WoW that perhaps suited us better, but it would change it. It would change that format for the worse. Mm-hmm. We thought so. There was no, you know, and I should point out that we left, you know, as I say, we're incredibly close to Control or WoW.
You didn't leave on bad terms at all.
Not at all. No. In fact, Aprilia seemed quite relieved when I said I was leaving. She only got upset when I said I was taking a share with me. So no, but you know, I think Control It Well has its thing, and we have our thing, and the two wouldn't have meshed together, and that was the ultimate reason why we decided to go ahead and do Well Geekly.
Gotcha. Well, let's talk about your thing a little bit. When you guys say
steady on, man.
When you guys say the show is a WoW podcast with a streak of geek, Jeppy, what exactly do you mean?
Well, technically, a Sheo is the streak of geek. I'm more of a puddle of geek. Or blob of geek. What we wanted to do, because we toyed with the idea of perhaps doing a podcast that was more Blizzard-based or more just pure game-based. But the fact of the matter is, both of us, I know that Ashay does play other Blizzard games, but not so much. I certainly do not. We play WoW, and it would have been a stretch for us to perhaps talk about other. So we looked at an expansion of the franchise, as it were. But actually, what we do have both in common is that we are dyed-in-the-wool geeks from way back. We're old geeks.
Mm.
And what we wanted to do, and it kind of hasn't been possible because there has been lots and lots of WoW news, is perhaps introduce more geeks-type stuff. For instance, in our Zero episode, we talked about how we got into computing and how we used to play old-style games and the types of old-style computer systems that we had and that type of thing. Having been around for a relatively long time, you know, we've seen the growth of computers and computer gaming in particular, you know, for most of its lifetime, to be honest. And so there's that geek attitude. And at the beginning of each show, Ashaya proves that we're geeks by spending a considerable amount of time, I have to say, talking about the intricacies of numbers and how they relate to the show number.
We wanted to leave the door open a bit to be able to mainly have a WoW, but if there's lulls in WoW and there's other things that are exciting us that are geekish, that you know, people shouldn't be surprised if we talk about them.
And also, that name was still available. I don't know if you ever, I don't know if you ever created a podcast.
It's not the same.
I have to say, we went down some very serious cul-de-sacs, very serious no turns with choosing a name. Some of them would have been almost slanderous. So
suicide.
So when Well Geekly suddenly was available, because as you know, in this day and age, you can't just get the website, you have to get the Twitter and you have to get the email address and you have to get all the other bits and pieces as well, the whole kit. When Well Geekly was available, it was like, ooh, okay, let's grab that one and then think of the concept afterwards. Because that was a good name.
Now, you both do have a lot of alts, which shouldn't be surprising considering you were on a show called Control Alt WoW. I'm curious what your thoughts are about the boost in 90 options that just recently became available with pre-ordering Warlords of Draenor or just buying a boost in 90 outright. Is this something that you guys are going to use? And if so, how are you going to use it?
I'll go first. Short answer, probably not. Two reasons. I've got plenty of 90s. I don't have any. If they had have gone for $60, yeah, you can boost a 90 and we'll give you an extra slot. Jump straight at it. Not a problem. I've got no slots on either account on Earthen Ring, which is where I mainly play. I've got plenty of 90s. I've maxed out all the professions. I don't need to get another one to 90. I love leveling. I don't have a 90 rogue, but I'm not going to boost one to 90. I want to level it. I want to learn how to play it.
I was almost about to really award you like 10 extra rogue points for saying you weren't about to boost a rogue because I hate rogues, but you're going to just level one instead now. Sad.
Exactly. So I probably won't, but then again, you know, I'm looking at the pet and the mount and want. But what's putting me off that is because, like a lot of people have said, well, I want the collector's edition, and why should I buy the digital deluxe now and get the collector's edition later? You know, how are they going to fix that so that I can do that without doubling up?
Yeah, that seems to be something a lot of people have been bringing up. And right now, if you live in Canada, you're fine. But anywhere else in the world, it's an issue that they still need to work on. Because apparently, if you live in Canada, if you go to your EB game store and purchase the cost of the collector's edition in full, you can get a code that will get you your digital stuff right away.
Well, there you go.
But they don't have that arrangement set up with any other stores around the world yet.
Go Canada.
Yeah, go Canada. Yeah. That's a good idea. That's what they should do everywhere. Hopefully they will do. I guess it's going to spread out a bit, is it, once they get these contracts written up with other stores.
And I mean, hey, we potentially still have 9 more months to go, right?
Oh, don't. My boost, I certainly won't be paying. I can't foresee me using the $60 boost once I've used my free one.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we said this when we started hearing about the original pay to boost as opposed to getting it free with Warlords. There are sometimes when somebody says, hey, you know, I've started a guild over on this server. You know, it's a group of friends that perhaps have split away from another server that you play on or whatever. Or new people have come back to the game and they've had characters on another server. I mean, when I started, I was on a PvP server with a whole group of different people. If they suddenly came back to the game, I might be tempted to pop over there and create a level 90. Well, because the variable cost between that and transferring and faction changing and all the other bits and pieces you might have to do is not vast. It's $5 or whatever. So maybe. But as far as my free boost, the thing is I'm probably going to end up warlording or wadding 5 accounts because I multi-box and do all sorts of other things. So I'm going to have 5. Yeah, I know. a little bit of an FYI. When your wife asks you why the shopping budget has been severely reduced for the next 4 months, don't reply, them 90s ain't going to pay for themselves. Because that's a good way to get smacked in the eye, which I found out earlier this morning. But yeah, so I'm thinking more along the profession line, because although I love to level, and I agree with Asheo in as much as that if I'm going to level a character, I'm going to level them. I don't really want to boost them up because I miss out a lot of the stuff I enjoy doing. Profession-wise, if I see that the market is going towards jewel crafting as being a good gold-making profession, I'm going to boost whatever character and get the jewel crafting. But I don't know yet, because all these people that are boosting now, particularly those that are taking advantage of the veteran bonus, I wonder what they're going to think if the professions they chose are not necessarily the ones that are going to be in demand.
That's a good point. Yeah, I still haven't decided. I mean, I have a general idea that I'm going to boost an Alliance side Warlock, but I haven't decided exactly when I'm going to do that yet. And that's actually one of the reasons you mentioned there, because of the whole profession thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I've got an 88 Druid on Airy Peak in Convert to Raid. It feels a little bit of a waste to boost an 88. I think I might just level that a couple of levels.
Yeah, that's a good thing as well.
If anybody wants to chuck Jeppy $60 to boost one of his accounts that's currently active in a referrer friend, we've got this burning question of if you've got an active referrer friend and you boost a character to 90, is that 40 levels that you get to hand out?
Yeah. That is an interesting question.
Yeah. Not interesting enough for us to pay the money.
Right.
But it's certainly interesting enough for us to take the money of someone else and test it out. But,
For purely academic reasons, of course.
Of course. Well, one of the last questions I want to get to here, guys, is another geek-related question, and more specifically, WoW geek-related question. There's plenty of different people in the community that people tend to talk about that are famous for one reason or another when it comes to World of Warcraft, whether it's a developer or a community manager or perhaps a content creator. I'm wondering, for each of you, who is your favorite WoW geek?
Oof. Gosh. Oh, I'm going to take the opposite end of the scale and be a geek and say Jeremy Feasel.
Ah!
Who I only learnt this week was actually a real person,
right?
that was involved in developing pet battles, and I've been abusing him for months. calling him a weasel. And now I feel bad because he's an actual real person.
And he was one of the main forces behind the creation of the Timeless Isle, too.
Yeah, and he's working on garrisons. Yes, so props to him. He's done some excellent work.
Awesome.
It'd be just a lot better if he dropped the Dark Moon Eye during the pet battles and each month. I'd actually like him a lot better.
I've been lucky enough to get one.
Don't tell Lita; she'll have your eyes out.
Uh-oh. What about you, Jeppy? Who's your favorite WoW geek?
I'm gonna really wuss out on this one and say the community as a whole. I can have that one. You had Jeremy Feasel, whatever his name is. I've been involved in lots of different communities based around interests of mine, history, literature, all sorts of other weird things. And I don't think I've ever come across a more varied, vibrant and interesting group of people as we have in this community. And every day I'm surprised by the passion, because the vast majority of people who do anything content-wise, there's no financial reward. There's no real kudos, apart, obviously from people listening or watching or whatever they're doing. But there's, they just do it out of a pure passion for this particular game. And at the end of the day, it's a game, but it inspires this. And so my favorite WoW geek is the community itself, because it's greater than the sum of its parts. And it's, it's impressive. Of course, according to my script here, it says I should have said you, Ro.
No.
Isn't this the where we go, Ro, you've been absolutely wonderful for this community.
Well, thank you, though. I could say the same for pretty much anyone who gets involved in WoW podcasting. Anyone who gets involved in this whole thing adds something to the community and makes it a bigger and better place. Even the podcasts and podcasters that I may not listen to all the time, there is an audience for pretty much any show out there. So if you create a show, you are doing something good for the community.
Listen to you two. How soppy.
I know. Well, let's move away from the soppy stuff and get down to the business end of things. First off, I want to thank you guys for taking the time to be on the show this week. And I'd like more people to check out you guys on WoW Geekly and hear more of what you guys are all about. So, Asheo, when, where, and how can people get a hold of you guys on WoW Geekly?
Well, we've got wowgeekly.com. We're on Twitter as WoW Geekly, and if you search iTunes for WoW Geekly, you'll find the podcast. And on Stitcher and the website, and pretty much stick WoW Geekly into Google, and you'll find us all over the place.
Yeah, sometimes you have to put a space in between the WoW and the Geekly. iTunes is a bit funny for some reason about that. Not sure why, but they do that.
All right, sounds good. Well, guys, again, I want to thank you for being on the show. I really appreciate it. And, Jeppy, I'm looking forward to our fourth interview down the line, whenever it is.
I'm creating another podcast as we speak.
Right, so
I'll be in touch.
Thanks for having us, Ro.
Thank you very much. And right now we're going to go to a clip from the most recent episode of WoW Geekly.
Didn't you get two legendary clips?
That's true.
You've not stopped talking about it since it happened.
I thought it was something else you were referring to. Something else I'd done wrong.
I said cloaks. Cloaks.
Cloaks.
Two cloaks, yeah. Hmm. Are you? Do you Fancy know many people cloaks. Who have more than two?
I don't know anybody that's got more than two.
No, I think two cloaks is a good name then.
I think have to be clinically insane. As if you just be handed the insane title.
Aren't you going for your third, though?
It's not on the immediate horizon.
Yeah, okay, fair enough.
Yeah, I got out the old HB pencil. Just did it in grey lead and kind of etched it just lightly onto a post-it note. Put that to one side so it's easy to rub out with new rubber.
Did you write next to it, if the expansion is a long way away?
Yeah, that's it. The expansion comes out on or before the 20th of December.
Get out your pen, my friend.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is not
how do you call them rubbers, by the way? Or erasers?
We do, yeah. Now we call them vapors. Although what's happened is because of the Americanization and the globalization of the world, people, I hear my kids calling them erasers, so I get very annoyed.
It's very hard to say, isn't it? Words that start with E are annoying.
Erasers.
Eraser.
Yeah, rubber is even worse.
It's a rubber.
Wabba.
Funny about that. Here we are, mate. Finally, we're legal.
Well, we're legal in the civilized parts of the world.
In most countries. Legal in most countries.
Yeah. It depends what you mean legal for, though. That's the trouble. It's a mixed hat. It's a mixed hat.
Well, because, we can vote.
Yeah.
We can root.
Well, you could have done that before. You just weren't, you weren't supposed to. Suddenly it switches on.
That goes on?
Yeah.
That goes on.
Drink, I suppose, yeah. Drink.
Well, in civilized countries like Australia.
That's what I was going to say. So he says in America.
In America, and I would, come on.
But it's not the same. This is what I find really, really odd. It's not the same across every state. In some states, particularly when you live near the border, I mean, you can hop across and have a beer and then hop back again and it would have been illegal.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's all a bit odd.
I think some states basically, if you're with your parents or your parents say you can, then you're no worries.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, you can't go into a bar yourself and buy it. Very odd.
I think technically here, if you're having a meal with your parents, there's a bit of a leeway.
Yeah, I mean, if you're having a steak, if you're 12 and over, then you need to have a red wine with it, surely.
Otherwise, how uncivilized.
How uncivilized.
I know. Terrible, terrible. So 18, eh?
18. What do we know about 18, mate? Let's make it short, sweet today, shall we?
Okay.
18 is the only number that is the double of the sum of its digits.
8 plus 1, 9, 9 times 2, 18. Yeah.
Okay. Only number that does that.
Are you sure it's the only one? Have you checked them all?
Apart from 0. Yeah, I did all the others up to infinity minus 1. Didn't quite get to infinity.
But, you go. So there's still some doubt.
A little bit of doubt, yeah.
Actually, surely infinity plus infinity times infinity.
Well, I mean, if you thought about it a little bit, then you'd realize that very big numbers are very big and that adding up single digits isn't going to get you a very big number. So you don't have to go very high to prove it.
Mm, all right.
Yeah.
God, Dick. I love being geeked.
Oh, yeah.
I can imagine you there with your pipe. Well, actually, I think you'll find.
That's right.
No.
My smoking jacket on.
The leather elbows.
That's it.
Hi, this is Chris Metzen, and you're listening to Realm Maintenance.
Thanks again to Asheo and Jeppy for being on the show this week. You can find the full interview up at realm-maintenance.com in a few days. Every once in a while, Sayomara over at Grand Old Podcast seems to interview the same people I do at the same time, and, well, this week was no exception. You can catch Sayomara's interview with El Jeppy, which should reveal quite a bit more, and you can find that at rivalcastmedia.com. Let's move on to this week's Blizzard podcast news. Rob Roberts from the Horde House podcast and Zupercat from the WoW fan site Ask Mr. Robot will be appearing as guests on the next episode of Troll in the Dungeon. The show records on Saturday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time, and you can be a part of the chat room at twitch.tv/partshark. For previous episodes, you can find the show at trollinthedungeon.com, including episode 37, which featured druid blogger Lissana as a guest. The Edge welcomes Matt Lowe, aka Maticus, as the new third host of the show. With this new addition also comes a change in the format of the show, and you can expect discussion on a wider range of WoW issues, including the recent Dev Water Cooler articles and the addition of the Boost to 90 service. You can find this show on iTunes, Stitcher, or blizzpro.com. In other BlizzPro show news, the Hearthstone Happy Hour has also gone through a few changes and is now known as Keep Calm and Don't Kick My Robot. This show still records on Mondays at 10 p.m. Eastern Time at twitch.tv/twizcast. The revamped show includes coaching from some of the best players in the community, deck building and demonstrations, and of course interaction with the chat room. If you missed episode 1, you can watch it on demand on BlizzPro's YouTube channel. Katie and Eric make their most scientific prediction of when Warlords of Draenor will release in episode 62 of 30 Minute Cooldown. Plus, they ask, should we be flying in Azeroth on our own at all? Also, discussion about what to do during the long stretch between now and Draenor's release, all in one episode that you can find on iTunes, Stitcher, Facebook, and 30MinuteCooldown.com. The Vote to Kick podcast is switching the recording of its show from Wednesdays to Sundays at 9 p.m. Eastern Time.
Watch the show live at twitch.tv/vote2kick with the number 2 in the name, or listen to the show later on iTunes or Stitcher. And congrats to the crew on the approaching 100-episode milestone. Tamer Leo Pleurodon joins Strumpet on episode 10 of All Pets Allowed, which has returned from a several-week hiatus. If you could only choose one mechanical pet to level, which one would it be? Listen to Strumpet and Leo have a very difficult time answering that question at allpetsallowed.podbean.com. The crew over at GroupQuest sat down to talk about Warlords news, Hearthstone, Boost to 90, and the intricacies of dungeons in the show entitled Here Be Boosted Characters, which can be found at thegroupquest.com. So how did Lorewalkers Mazlu and Tahu meet each other? Your version of the story could win you a ghastly charger mount code from the WoW trading card game. For more details on how to enter this special contest, visit the Lorewalkers Roundtable forum found at catalystgamingmedia.com, or listen to the latest episode of the show featuring DG from GroupQuest at lorewalkersroundtable.com. On the 10th episode of Dots, Hots, and Gray Plots, Day and Jab Cup talk about all things Season 15, including Arena Fun, how to gear up new alts, upcoming PvP changes for Warlords, as well as spotlight a few of their favorite battlegrounds. Find this show at dhgppodcast.com. Congratulations to the Azeroth Perspective, which recently posted episode 75 of its short-form WoW and Blizzard game newscast. John, Cameron, Kyron, and Kristen talk about all of the latest news from pre-orders to Hearthseeds and beyond. Listen to the show at theazerothperspective.com, and don't forget you can listen to the crew record live on Thursday nights at twitch.tv/theazerothperspective. Follow the show on Twitter at TapCast. Other shows have reached milestone episodes recently, including Let's WoW, which just posted their 50th episode. This milestone episode includes Odinus from the Lockheed Journals, and you can listen to all of the fun at letswowpodcast.com. This show is all about the community, and if you want to be a guest, you can send an email to guests@letswowpodcast.com. Speaking of Odinus, the season finale of the WoW radio drama known as the Lockheed Journals is available today, and it's a huge one, featuring a number of voices from previous episodes, including Aludra, Apple Cider Mage, Haster, Hathor, Jim Beverly, Rayanne Mugiver, and Remgar, not to mention a first appearance from Jules of Torrin Think Tank. It's the largest cast list in the history of the show, and the episode itself should definitely be worth a listen. Of course, if you haven't checked out the story so far, the finale may not make half as much sense, so I strongly recommend listening to this unique podcast, which can be found at stormridecast.libsyn.com. Fans of the interview podcast Behind the Avatar will want to take note that the show has a new home, but it should be much easier to find. BehindTheAvatar.com is where you'll want to go to find the show now, including episode 38, where Lita interviews Barb, the voice behind the Ask Miss Mulgra segment. You can also stay up to date with this show by following it on Twitter at BehindTheAvatar. With the Heroes of the Storm technical alpha now underway, it should come as no surprise that podcasts for this upcoming hero brawler are quite ready to talk about it. BlizzPro is introducing a new Heroes podcast called Stormwatch, hosted by Taffer, Robert A. Wing, and Reb, and you can catch the live recording of the show starting this Thursday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time over at twitch.tv/BlizzPro. What is the story of the wandering, flyant giant sea tortoise known as Lonely Guju? Skolnick talks about this rarely seen piece of Pandaria on episode 81 of Warcraft Less Traveled. Catch this podcast dedicated to the exploration and discovery in World of Warcraft on iTunes or at warcraftlesstraveled.com. If you've been a fan of the G-Chat podcast and are wondering when it's going to come back, well, you probably won't see it in a while, as it was announced by Bill recently that it remains on an indefinite hiatus. However, if you have questions about anything and everything relating to guilds, you may want to check out Bill's other show, The Middle Finger Podcast. Bill, Amy, Richard, and Joe will be talking about guild-related issues on this explicit WoW show from time to time, and you're welcome to send your email to middlefingerpodcast@gmail.com if you'd like their advice. Is there a conspiracy to sabotage the WoW Podcaster Tournament of Epicness? A tweet from Sheep Moon last weekend revealed that there may have been signs of foul play in the voting process for this tournament, and it has not gone unnoticed. Find out what this means for the tournament and those involved in it by listening to episode 77 of Sheep Moon, which records tonight at 7 p.m. Eastern Time over at rivalcastmedia.com, which is also where you'd go if you missed the live show.
The WoW Podcast subreddit keeps up-to-date links on all the major World of Warcraft podcasts. It's your one-stop shop to find out all the latest and greatest WoW podcasts. Get caught up with your favorite shows and discover shows you didn't even know existed. If it's about WoW, it's on the WoW Podcast subreddit. Find out what all the excitement is about by visiting reddit.com/r/WoWPodcasts.
Incoming contact.
Attention gamers and virtual world citizens of Earth. We are the Virtual Identity Federation, VIF, an agency for the Virtual World Directory. Hello, my name is Faith. Every day, people from your planet promote goodwill, and what you do and say matters.
Today, the VIF recognizes Fate's Call, a 700-member guild in the game World of Warcraft. When a fellow guild fell victim to theft, guild leader Marathal heard the call for action. He and fellow gamers, Volt, and many others organized a care package to help rebuild their fellow guild. This is World of Warcraft guild leader Marathal, and these are his words.
As a true measure of the people in our realm, the guilds banded together. Once restocked, the other guild sent a portion of the donated items back with a note of thanks. That, to me, is one of the reasons I will never leave. The overall feeling of community we have, and how we will always rise up to defend one of our own, or lend a hand to someone in need. We bring this message to you because we are your family and we are your friends.
Take the pledge, receive your badge, and join the ranks as a guardian of goodwill in gaming and all of virtual space. Visit www.virtualidentityfederation.org to enlist. Our mission is clear.
Remember to be kind. Remember, you are special and worth the experience you are having, as is the person next to you. We are always here for you, just as our guardians are there for others. For VIF.
And that sound means your update is complete. It's time to press the play button and grind more Paragon levels on one screen while watching people stream Heroes of the Storm on the other. There were no reviews on iTunes or Stitcher this week, but what about you? What do you think of the show? Leave a review on iTunes or Stitcher Radio, and whether it's 4-star, 5-star, or otherwise, I'll give you a shout-out. I'd like to give a shout-out to @IvoryTiger on Twitter for his $10 monthly pledge to the show, and if you'd like to support the show, you can go to patreon.com/realmpodcast, or you can use the PayPal donate button found at realm-maintenance.com. Realm-maintenance.com is home of the weekly podcast roundup, and if you subscribe to the RSS feed there, you'll get a list of all of the WoW and other Blizzard game podcasts that have come out in the past week every Sunday. If you're a podcaster and have news about your show, or a promo to send in, or if you're a listener with questions about any Blizzard games or Blizzard game podcasts, send those emails to realmpodcast@gmail.com. You can also follow the show on Twitter @realmpodcast, or follow myself @Rowow, spelled R-H-O-W-O-W. Next week, as I mentioned, is the special extended episode for Reaper of Souls, including an interview with Archon the Wizard, the hosts of the Shattered Soulstone podcast, members from Open Raid, and much more. Until then, I've been Ro, you've been you, and Realm Maintenance has been completed. This podcast has been a presentation of Realm Maintenance Productions, copyright 2014. Certain audio portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment, and no copyright infringement is intended. Thanks again to Asheo and Jeppy for being on the show this week. Thanks to everyone in the WoW podcast community for the retweets and for getting the word out about the show. And thanks to you for listening.